Love Hi. Radio.
Lauren.
Hi, I'm on.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is Lauren Fogelman. Thank you for joining us today. The Road to Business Success shares tips and strategies from successful entrepreneurs. It's all about marketing and mindset to grow your business with confidence. I'm Lauren Fogelman of Mindset for Marketing Success, and you're in the right place if you're interested in connecting with your sole purpose for greater inner peace, profit, confidence, joy, and access to your creative genius. Today's topic is for today's entrepreneur, harness your sole purpose for profit and inner peace with my special guest, Sasha Sabbath. But before we get started, I want to let you know about next week's show on Thursday, May 13th at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 7 steps for building the confidence and courage to grow your business with my good friend, Pat Mishu, who is a life coach. Now, getting back to today, during our show, we're going to discuss the exact steps to follow to align with your sole purpose to experience greater inner peace, profit, confidence, joy, and to access your creative genius. We're going to choose to consciously remind ourselves about our sole purpose in order to uplift, simplify, and enrich our lives. Some of the highlights you can expect or takeaways will be exploring the meaning of sole purpose, how important it is to connect with your sole purpose, especially in our current times, how your sole purpose supports success. Sasha will also share ways to receive more tools and information about sole purpose learning. If you're ready to claim the tools needed to align with your sole purpose and enrich your life, you are in the right place. I suggest you have paper and pen ready. She's going to share a lot. We will let you know where you'll be able to find more information during the call. And I am honored to introduce my friend Sasha Sabbath, the founder of Entrepreneur Soul Purpose, Soul Purpose Soul Coach. And the affiliate link to her access site is www.mindsetformarketingsuccess/Sasha. Now, Sasha Sabbath is the Entrepreneur Life Purpose Soul Coach. She has 23 years' experience as a spiritually based coach, healer, and public speaker for personal and business development success. Her message is succeed in sync with your soul. And to accomplish this, Sasha mentors her clients to discover their soul purpose, top 5 passions, and to create soul purpose-based business models. Her healing work, clear success, and self-esteem inhibiting blocks. Her spiritual work facilitates her clients to strengthen their intuition and develop powerful access to their essence self. Her business development work coaches her clients in state-of-the-art marketing methods as well as project management, priority management, and expanding your client base. Early in the coaching relationship, clients are taught by Sasha their energy self-management tools to attain grounded, calm states and to protect one's energy field. Today, Sasha is going to share those tools for accessing your soul purpose, creating a balanced personal and professional life. Now, I'd like to officially and properly introduce today's special guest, Sasha. I want to welcome you on the call today. How are
Thanks.
You doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Lauren, for all that you said there. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I want to just jump right in, as I know this is going to be a full hour, and I have my paper and pen ready because I want to hear what you have to say. So the first thing that I really want to know is, how did you come to be a soul purpose coach?
Mm-hmm. The way that I got into any of my coaching and healing work was because I started out in early childhood as being very ill with some elusive health problems as well as some easily identified health problems. And then in the midst of all that, there was also several emotional traumas that I had, so that by the time I got to high school, I was asking myself the question, why am I here in this lifetime? So I started, very young in wanting to make sense of it all, wanting to understand how to get the most out of my life experience while still feeling so challenged and sad and compromised in many ways. As time went on and it was time for me to become a working adult, I saw that because of my illnesses, I couldn't do the usual 9-to-5 job. I just didn't have the predictability of my energy and my health to show up at a usually structured job. So I set out to become self-employed, and it just went from there. I started as an acupressurist because I was healed of my childhood asthma through shiatsu, which is a form of acupressure. And then it expanded to want to go into more of the emotional arts as well as the psychological arts. So I became a hypnotherapist and a neurolinguistic programmer and a Reiki master. And that set the foundation in the early 1980s. And from there, it was just obvious to me that my lessons and my life experiences preened me to have very definite skills in being able to help other people in my pursuit to help and heal myself. And the answer to the question of why am I here in this lifetime was something that stayed ever present in front of me until I realized that I was here with these particular life experiences so that I could inspire and encourage and train people to seek out why their life has been the way it has been and what gifts they bring to the world as a result.
That's really powerful. One of the things I really pick up is that you must have been environmentally sensitive from a really young age. And that's why some of the traditional approaches to living, doing, and being just weren't a good fit for you. Does that feel like that's true for you?
I don't know that it was specifically that. I certainly had my share of allergies, but I don't know, Lauren. I was sensitive to everything mm-hmm. as a little one, and certainly the allergic environment of Long Island, New York, which is where I grew up, was pretty impactful on me, so I'm sure that you're right to some extent.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain what soul purpose is?
Absolutely. From my perspective, soul purpose is a path and is a context. As a path, it is an avenue that a person's energy is flowing along as a result of the lessons and the life experiences and the passions that the person has with them in this lifetime. And as a person goes into their life and readdressing and rearranging their life according to their decisions and their reactions to their life experiences, they develop certain traits and characteristics and strengths and gifts and skills and talents. All of these, when you rise up above and look down at one's life, one's own life, there is a thread, there is a unfolding information stream, if you will, as to what this person is geared for and what really makes them feel that they are living a meaningful life. From that perspective, I say that a soul purpose path is one where a person analyzes this, evaluates this, distills out what their life has been thus far, and then makes decisions consciously and deliberately and constantly that has to do with nurturing what their strengths are, what their passions are, and what their heart wants them to do in life. Now, that's it from a path perspective, from a context perspective. Soul purpose is a way in which a person can keep themselves motivated and inspired as they make their choices of who they want to be in relationship, who they want their customers to be, how to handle people that are not in alignment with them, what to do to take care of themselves. They then hold the content of their life in a context of does this nurture my soul purpose or not?
I love how you really have married the two together of the heart as well as the head.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And one of the things that I really believe is true as you talk about path is the fact that we all have unique abilities. There's blessings and gifts that we each have had, and that it's our responsibility to find the way to access them best and share them with the bigger global community. The other part I really feel is important when you were talking about boundaries, that as nurturers or caregivers or service-oriented people, we tend to take care of everybody else first, and that there's sometimes just little left for ourselves at the end of the day. So really looking at boundaries and does working with somebody nurture myself, I believe are really, really important, just necessary questions to ask to keep on moving forward with your purpose that you're helping people to follow. So thank you for really combining the two together, because I think they really complement each other hand in hand.
Yes, thank you. And may I just add something to that?
Please.
In terms of the tips and treasures that I really wanted people to have as takeaways to this, has to do with what you just said, and that is the permission to give oneself the right to say, this is not good for me and my path. With that, it is not a selfishness, nor an arrogance, nor a misplaced conceit. It is a wisdom, and it's a commitment, and it's a responsibility to one's soul to recognize that we do touch people's lives, and we are responsible to allow the gift that we are to come forth in the clearest and cleanest way possible. So if we have a part of our lives where we are either in a low self-esteem or with self-doubt or a lack of worth or downplaying ourselves in whatever way, that is going to affect the other part of our life where we may be very confident and we may really understand our value. There has to be a consistent, congruent sense of self and purpose in order for one's soul force, my sense of soul force, to come out and really do what we came here to do in this lifetime.
And being able to really help someone to get to that point of alignment is powerful work, because so often I know I see my clients change right before my eyes when you just take something and just shift it a little bit differently from maybe a negative perspective to a positive one, even though the goal is the same. And it changes everything for them. And therefore, I know that it's so important to really be connected with that soul purpose, but my guess is that where times are now, especially with concerns about finances and seeing so many other businesses fail and things in the news, can you explain how it's even more important to be connected to your purpose at this point in time than maybe some others?
Thank you, Lauren. Perfect question. It comes back to context, and that is a person will be able to embrace the pressures and the transformation and the upheaval that is going on if a person looks through certain filters and recognizes the gift that our times have brought us to go deeper and to commit more wholeheartedly to ourselves. This is a particularly dynamic time for a person to deepen their access to their intuition and to stand solidly for their creative genius, so that their creativity to navigate through whatever their life is presented is heightened and is accessed. I know for me, I'm feeling the energies that are happening in our times in a very big way. And when a person feels the velocity and the intensification of energies that have to do with stepping up to the plate and being creative and handling change, tremendous change, what we come up against is our, what I call our shadow self, the unprocessed parts of our life experiences that have not yet been recognized, integrated, contextualized, or resolved and healed, which, of course, you know from your work.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person starts to develop this deep, intimate relationship with themselves and understands that they have a path and that part of that path includes self-healing, then there is a better context to understand that the stresses of today are real. However, the gift that the stress is for us to look more deeply into ourselves to see what still needs to be healed so that more of who we are and what we really want can come forward, can press out through this membrane of change and be the new us, the future self, if you will, that we are becoming.
I think that, you know, with the shadow self, I know that that's a term that I've used before also, and I feel many times it's the unknown parts of us, things that I might not know about me, and you might not know about me either, but one of the things about working with someone else as opposed to really working on your own is that as things come out in the open and you're maybe able to get a different perspective of me and what I'm saying, doing, and feeling, it helps to create this third dimension, which then allows me to access my shadow self even more quickly and readily than if I would try to do the work on my own. And I think that's one of the beauties of really connecting with someone that is able to take what you're doing to a deeper level, is that they can really tune into something that might be really unknown or unseen by trying to move forward on your own. So I think that what you're doing is really powerful work, Sasha.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. I fully agree with you. I think in the coaching industry, it's sort of like basic coaching principle 101 to say that everybody needs a coach, and certainly coaches need coaches, you know, because mm-hmm. There is great power in having a neutral outside person who is holding the space for us to expand into the vision of what it is that we want. And that's what a good coach and good health practitioner will do.
I agree. And one of the things that I feel for myself is that I always want to be working with someone else in order to really increase my self-awareness, because sometimes you just don't know what you just don't know. And what I've been realizing is that there's a whole bunch of stuff I don't know, so this really puts me in learning mode. As far as the current circumstances go, I found that my choice was to actually stop reading all the newspapers and turning off the TV, because there was so much negativity, and that other people found entertainment with that, whether it's the news or reality TV shows, and it just didn't resonate with me. So by turning off the TV and disconnecting from the media is probably one of the best things I ever did.
Well, that totally fits in with what I'm saying about developing this intimate connection with oneself. In fact, on my Facebook fan page, your Soul Purpose Brilliance with Sasha Sabbath, today is Me Monday, Me Monday. And it's all about what you just said, being able to disconnect and use the time to go into what works for you so that you can feel you and not be bombarded, confused, diffused, distracted, mm-hmm. and sometimes even shattered by what might be coming at you. So I fully agree with you that if the news is going to lower your frequency and have you forget, not you, the generic you, have one, forget the highest possibility and the highest vision of what is possible for a person, then absolutely unplug from it.
And therefore, how do we maybe take the soul purpose and really give more information as to why it's so important for today's entrepreneur? Do you want me to reframe that?
Yes, please.
not a problem. I knew what I said in my own head, you know.
I do that all the time.
So I know that soul purpose is really important. One of the things that I really look at is that we all have unique abilities, like I said, these gifts and blessings, and that the goal is to really be able to get all the other things that might be not your best blessed work off the plate so that you're really fully functioning in what your unique ability or soul purpose is. Can you explain why that's so important for you to get that message out to today's entrepreneur?
Yes, because the entrepreneur is responsible, directly responsible, for their own success more than someone who is like an employee or working for another person, where they are supporting another person, like another organization, another company, another product, supporting that is not their own. When an entrepreneur is completely in leadership with themselves to be accountable for the type of business that they want to create or businesses, and the quality, the impact, and what of themselves they want to be able to have the freedom to express in their business, it's critical to have as a battery of, again, motivation and inspiration and creative genius, the plumb line to their purpose. When a person knows their sole purpose, their particular gifts of personality traits as well as skills, and also the arena of life that they find themselves. For instance, some people may be in the caring profession, and other people may absolutely be best suited for the legal industry, the medical industry. All of these things are revealed as to the best placement for the person in terms of the arena where their sole purpose is to be expressed, as well as what it is that's going to fulfill them personally with what they do. So let's say, for instance, a person knows that they want to be a helper. They want to be a caretaker type of individual. However, what they find that they cannot do is be around extreme human experiences like accidents and harm to a physical body. Well, here they may want to empower and help to heal people, but being a surgeon, for instance, would not be the right placement for them. Right? You with me?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah. And so putting that person with that same drive and skill and passion to be a healer has to see, well, what industry or what capacity or in what way would they be able to channel that passion that really fulfills them? Now, when an entrepreneur takes a look at all these different facets of where they are the best to shine, they have the tenacity and the resiliency and the fortitude to do what is necessary as an entrepreneur, as a self-employed person. It's a lot easier. It doesn't mean that life is without its challenges, because that's not true. However, it's what we do with what's presented to us as entrepreneurs that reveals the difference between somebody who knows their path and purpose versus someone who doesn't particularly have an idea about that.
And one of the things that's coming up in the chat is that, okay, there's things I'm good at but not necessarily love to do. Therefore, how would you approach something like that?
So the question is what exactly?
Well, that in a business, especially when someone's first starting out, there's so many different hats that they have to wear, And a lot of those might not be things that they have to be doing to keep their business going. That's necessarily their purpose or their best work. For example, so many entrepreneurs that are healers and love being able to connect with their clients, but then managing the books,
right,
or putting together their e-zine to get out, or creating their fan page on Facebook, and all those other things that might have to do with keeping their business operational but might not be their purpose. How would you look at working with someone on that level?
That's a great question, and that's so true, especially for the small business person. In a case like that, until they're able to delegate, then they best serve themselves by keeping in mind the impact that they will have with the finished product, let's say, the finished product being them, like they are creating a persona of who they are as a person in business via their e-zines, keeping themselves conscious in terms of their financial viability, et cetera. And until they are able to have a team to support them, the thing that is critical for them to keep in mind is the freedom that they have in being an entrepreneur, and that these pieces of what it is to be in business all feed that value, let's say, called freedom.
Mm-hmm. And so along those lines, Sasha, one of the things that I've seen with many people that step into being an entrepreneur is that sometimes without knowing it, they are just creating another J-O-B and getting into another job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And therefore, I think that really being able to acknowledge that and work with them to get them back on the right track is so important.
Yes.
And that you have programs that really help with people tuning into their sole purpose. I know you have your Success Laser program. How would you work with someone through that program?
Thank you. The Laser program is absolutely a breathtaking program. What this is a two-month program where I meet with the person over the phone in an early morning slot before the supposed normal business day kicks off. So I start as early as 6 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time, and then I take my last client at around 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time when they're in this program. And what we do is we have 10, 15 minutes every work week day. That's Monday through Friday. We don't work on the weekends. And in those 10, 15 minutes, we will discuss and work with what it is they want to accomplish, and then seeing what comes up that is blocking them that needs to be healed. So a 15-minute session, 10, 15-minute session will either be straight coaching where we're talking about projects and strategies and outreach to the community, just typical business development steps, but there is also healing sessions and training sessions where, if it's appropriate, I'm teaching the person how to work with their energy field, how to release energy that they've accumulated, how to further deepen their access to their intuition, how to set up their own schedule so that they're able to balance their marketing time, their at-home working on their products and services development time, all of the different facets of being in business, and including their self-development as well. So for 2 months, we are working with incredible intensity on shedding and letting go and resolving so that the person is moving with great speed towards their personal goals and their business goals. They have to fill out an application before we get started so that we're very clear about where we're going and what they know are some of the issues that they want to address. Thank you for asking about that. I love that program.
I actually can hear your energy just rise a couple notches,
yeah,
even tuning into it. And so can you give me an example on what might be something that comes up in one of your early morning calls and how you might address it?
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Let's say I have a business owner who is not really clear about how to make the most of their networking time when they go to networking events. And they are getting ready to go to a networking event, and they also have a vendor table. Let's say they are a coach or a healer, and they want to gather names for their list as well as a chance to talk to people off-site, or they want to have these people simply sign up for their e-zine. However, there is a huge ritual almost, I would say, for a person who is going to consciously and deliberately step into a group of people so that they can maximize their time there. So in that 15, 10 minutes in the morning, I will work with them to get very clear about how to work the space, how to work their own energy, how to program for the results they want, etc. And it can be done in 10 minutes. In fact, for people who are listening to this call, I don't know if you've had a chance to go to my landing page yet. If people go to www.entrepreneursoulcoach.com, there is a testimony. Actually, there are two testimonies there of people who have done the laser program and the kind of impact that it's had on them. As well, I am offering for people who register for a 15-minute laser session with me on my landing page. It's free, and that will give people a chance to get a sense of what might come up in that 15 minutes and how quickly we're able to get to it and move things along.
That's really amazing. I know that spot check calls are one of the things I absolutely love with my coach as well. It is, there's so much you can do when you know you have a limited amount of time and you need to do it quickly. It keeps you very focused.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that it is really amazing how much you give your clients during these early morning sessions. So then what about any other packages that you have that you find really help your clients if they're ready to get to that next step?
Well, another one of my most favorite packages is my Soul Purpose Success package. This is a one-on-one program that is a combination of coaching and healing work. Now, this is 16 hours of time with me, which is used within a 90-day period. And again, a person fills out an application, and we are clear about where they are heading and what their weak links are, the areas that they want to heal and up-level. Now, the power of this particular program is that I train people in three different skills. So it is both a training type of structure, and then there is the healing, personal healing structure, and then there's the business activation and development structure. So there are three themes that will take place in this 16 hours. The things that I will teach them is about their passion, so that they get very clear about what their passions are and what a lifestyle would look like for them, how they would know that they are truly living their passions in the way that they really want. That's one training that they'll get. The other training is that I do a type of personality assessment that is a spin-off of the Enneagram, and it's called PRINT, P-R-I-N-T, Strategies. This is a very easy, hands-on understanding of what motivates a person at their very deepest level and what they need to avoid in life, both in terms of actions and personality types of scenarios, so that they can be the best that they can be. Now, we all know that we will be triggered in any given day and possibly go into our shadow self, which is the part of us where we feel weaker and insecure, and we may develop or we may manifest behaviors that aren't the best for the outcome we want. However, this particular PRINT strategy profile approach really helps a person know how to switch themselves, how to guide themselves back to a best self, shining on top of their game type of feeling and then behavior. Then the third thing that I work with people on in this training is how to work with the law of attraction so that their inner world is a match for their outer world. That means getting very clear about what makes them tick and what would make, let's say, their ideal client tick or their romantic, the partner that they want to manifest, or if they're already in a romantic relationship and they want to improve the relationship, what would be the way that their partner would be motivated and what I say, what makes them tick. And this kind of understanding between the personality self and the passions and understanding how to work with the law of attraction in a very pristine, precise way are tools that a person then has embedded in their knowing of what to do, when to do it, and what's happening to them kind of day-to-day life. And then finally, I have a big piece on values. And if there's anything that I want to really hit home today, aside from soul purpose importance, is understanding values and understanding not just what your core values are, but experience by experience. What is it that you are honoring? What is it that you are dishonoring? Why is there a conflict of values in a certain situation? What people come away with that is an amazing sense of confidence and self-empowerment. And I love this particular program because it truly orbits a person from where they are when they first start with me to where they want to be, especially in terms of understanding themselves and knowing how to work within themselves to be the most powerful and empowered person that they can be.
I really agree with the values and that's part of connecting with your inner self and aligning everything. What I have seen and know is true for many people is how do you take that leap of faith when you're in a job and you know that it's not a good fit for you, you don't feel appreciated, you might enjoy what you do, but the energy of where you're working, the surroundings, the people that you're working with are not a good fit for you. How would you help someone or suggest that they make that transition from a job to really stepping into something which resonates with their purpose?
Yes. You're asking me such great questions, Lauren. Thank you. The package that I just mentioned would be the one that would be a perfect fit for somebody like that because sometimes it's not possible to just cut bait and run. Sometimes time has to be honored and the right window has to present itself. And then other times we just have to draw the line in the sand and take that leap of faith. And each of those scenarios, cut bait and run versus taking time, is absolutely according to that person's soul purpose and what it is that they must do, what is it that they are learning, what is it that had them come to this situation to begin with, and it's all embedded in understanding one's soul purpose path. So in the package that I'm talking about, the piece about soul purpose is the immediate place that we start in terms of analyzing that and the person coming away with their soul purpose statement. Now, in addition, understanding how to best work with one's own personality is very important because sometimes people know that they have, let's say, a short temper or they get impatient or they're very loving and they're very allowing but they get treated like a doormat. All of these things are seen in a person's personality blueprint, so to speak. When you understand why you are that way, and you understand how you are that way, meaning what kind of behaviors you demonstrate, then a person is able to be more at choice. Do they want to give into that, or do they want to use another part of their personality that would be more fulfilling to them? So if a person came to me wanting to feel better about the circumstance that they were in and to strategize with me what they could do. I would work with them in that package ideally, as well as in that package emphasize building their intuition. And I would be probably with a person like that, I would be customizing the package so that intuition and values and their passions are pretty much at the forefront, so that on a day-to-day basis they understand what they are doing, why they are doing it, and what is not allowed, what is not to be tolerated. I personally don't know if I would be the right coach for somebody to come to if they were in an abusive situation. You know, if they were with a boss or if they were in a relationship, a romantic relationship that was abusive, I have zero tolerance for that. And I would work very hard with that person to help them develop a connection to their higher values so that their spiritual guidance could kick in more strongly to influence them to take the right actions for themselves. Sometimes when a person doesn't understand their values or they feel so resigned and broken down that they cannot honor their values, then it takes a little more doing to help train them to recognize what options they do have so that their dignity and their safety and their well-being can be upheld.
And I think that actually safety is always a priority with anybody that I'm working with. I know that it's also good to know what type of clients you should not be working with, who's not a great fit for you, because you want to get results and you want it to be a win-win situation. And therefore, that really goes back to the boundaries you were talking about with knowing who you work best with and who might not be an ideal client and then passing it forward. One of the things you did mention, though, and I would really appreciate hearing more from you, is how do you awaken or really increase that sense of intuition that we all have?
Well, one of the things also that I am offering to your listeners on this is my Power Hour, and I guess we'll talk about that a little later. In my Power Hour and with someone who comes to me in wanting to build their intuitional receptivity or their conscious recognition of their intuition, there are some steps that a person can take that will allow them to slow themselves down, meaning their mind and their emotions, so that they can receive information from their higher states. And that's a process, just like practicing meditation or practicing yoga, where a person's nervous system begins to recircuit, in a sense, so that the person's ability to respond and to receive and then to act upon what they get from within is increased through practice. Yes, we all have intuition, and the main takeaway that I would like people to think about from this conversation is to notice how their channels communicate with them. By channels, I mean their processing channels. Certain circumstances, person may receive pictures. Other circumstances, they may hear internal dialogue in terms of intuition communicating with them. Other situations, there may be actually a physical, visceral, somatic response. Other situations, it's just a knowing. There wasn't even a picture that they were aware of. There wasn't any internal dialogue. They just know. Those kinds of self-observational practices really goes a long way, because when we're in crisis and we have to make strategic decisions, or we're under pressure, or we have to know, do we make a right turn or a left turn while we're driving on the highway, knowing how to communicate with your intuition is very, very, very valuable. So the one takeaway on intuition is the channel communication processing style. The other is a great way to access a person's intuition or to activate a person's intuition is to ask a question. I wonder what would happen if, or what would happen if, or what do I need to know about fill in the blank, or would this be good for me, you know, yes or no. Posing the question opens up a inquiry that allows for creative options and information to come in because we are openly asking. And it's even good when you're grocery shopping. And just notice what happens. If you pick up a piece of fruit, let's say, and put one in one hand and another piece of fruit in the other hand, just, you know, ask this the question, which of these would be the best for me to take right now? And maybe neither of them will. And these will be the kinds of reactions and answers that a person can sort out over time. Yes, no, I don't know, or it doesn't matter. You know, either fruit would be fine kind of thing.
I think that that's a great exercise that we can all go out and try immediately. And by even doing those simple ones, we'll start to, quote-unquote, exercise that muscle of intuition and get a sense of what it feels like. So that was really excellent. I took lots of notes on that one, Sasha.
Thank you.
One of the things that you mentioned a couple of times is the power hour. It sounds really wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, first of all, here's where a person can find it, and I'll tell them how they can get the discounted rate for it. It's entrepreneursoulcoach.com/power, that's P as in Peter, O-W-E-R, dash hour, H-O-U-R, dot H-T-M-L. So it's entrepreneursoulcoach.com/power-hour.html. And then you just click on the Add to Cart button. Normally my hourly rate is $500 an hour, and what I'm offering for people who are listening to this call until midnight tonight is that hour will only be $100. I'll explain what I'm going to do in that hour. However, I just wanted to get the house cleaning end of it done. And what they would do once they click on the Add to Cart button, they'll see that coupon text box. And just put the word, your discount code will be the word SOUL, S as in Sam, O-U-L, SOUL. And that will kick the price down from $500 to $100. So here's what happens in a power hour. It's more of a fleshed out laser session. What we will work on is whatever is most compelling for that person. And when an individual goes to my landing page, the three questions are, what's hurting in your life? What's missing in your business? What's next for you to live your soul purpose, brilliance? And a power hour would be structured around one of those questions, and maybe all of them, depending upon what's going on with the individual. The purpose of the power hour is motion, mobilization, catalyzing, getting from maybe a stopped, stuck, painful place where there are no options or the person does not know which way to turn, and puts them into motion. Also, there may be an opportunity in an hour for me to teach them something very quickly. It all depends on what's going to give them the greatest feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment after that hour.
That's great. And so you said the product code is SOUL, S-O-U-L?
Well, it's the discount coupon.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So they would just go to the sales page and scroll down.
Yeah, I'm putting it up on the chat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then they and then they go down to the Add to Cart button, click on that, they'll see your typical shopping cart form, and then they'll see this little coupon box, and that's where they would put the word soul in there.
That's an amazing offer that you have put together for today, and I really appreciate that. And how long is this going to be available for?
Midnight tonight. That would be midnight Pacific Standard Time, so that would be 3 in the morning your time.
No, I'm on the same coast as you.
I sound like I'm in New York, but
I'm not. I'm in Oregon.
That is totally it. It's your accent takes me to the Empire State Building.
It should actually be the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay, takes me to the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's great. Thank you. Sasha, I want to say this has really been a wonderful call. I really have enjoyed our time together, and you really gave away a lot of valuable content, including exploring the meaning of soul purpose, how important it is to connect with that soul purpose, especially in our current times, and how your soul purpose supports getting to that next level of success. Thank you so much. And once again, the affiliate link to Sasha's site is www.mindsetformarketingsuccess/Sasha. And that will take you to her website where you can look at her great programs that she has available, as well as the Power Hour, which is under her programs. And you can go ahead and use that discount coupon, SOUL, to really get that wonderful rate of $100 for some time with her. And so, Sasha, I want to just thank you for being on the show with me and everybody for joining the call today.
You're welcome, Lauren. I so appreciate it, and you know how much I was looking forward to this.
We both have, and, you know, things work out like they're supposed to, so thank you for your flexibility as well. And this is Lauren Fogelman, MindsetForMarketingSuccess.com and The Road to Business Success. Take care. Until next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.